Good evening, everybody. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio, China Land, in beautiful, warm, very warm Shenzhen on the last day of February 2017. A short podcast, a reading of my one of my recent articles on China Rising. .com or .puntopress.com, and it is Gag-a-Maggot Redux. So it would help if you read the first Gag-a-Maggot. This is kind of a response to it. So I'll put the links to both of those so that you can follow that one first. Here we go. A reader, Mr. Mike Faulkner, posted a comment about the article I recently wrote called Gag-a-Maggot: People's Misplaced Concerns for Refugees and Muslim Travelers. And there's the link to it. What he wrote was valid and thoughtful, and the subject at hand so important in world affairs that I felt a respectful follow-up article was needed instead of a reply in the comments section, which almost nobody would see. To wit, here are Mr. Faulkner's comments. A couple of questions, Jeff. Number one, as you appear to approve of Trump's travel ban, in line with his campaign promise to have a total shutdown of all Muslims entering the U.S., quote, until we find out what the hell is going on, end of quote, can you please explain why the intended ban applies only to seven countries, parenthetically, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, end of parentheses, from which no terrorists have carried out attacks in the U.S., but does not include Mideast Muslim majority countries, Saudi Arabia, from where most of the 9/11 hijackers came, Egypt, from where Mohammed Atta, leader of the hijackers, came, Lebanon, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates. Do you think it could have anything to do with the fact that Trump has business interests in the latter five countries? Question number two. I know that you haven't, like some, suggested that the millions, mainly women, who have protested against Trump's gross misogyny and racism were simply either agents or dupes of the CIA or the deep state. But you do say, quite assertively, apropos the protesters against the travel ban, that, quote, the vast majority of these protesters are imperial pawns, end of quote. You say, quote, don't get me wrong, many of them are sincere and mean the best for social justice and equality, end of quote, but, quote, with all due respect, the vast majority are brainwashed, misguided, imperial pawns, end of quote. I fail to see any sign of, quote, due respect, end of quote, here. Can you tell me how you know all this? Where is your evidence for what seems, after all, to be a sweeping generalization or a guess? Please enlighten me. Period. All right. And here's what I responded to Mr. Faulkner's excellent questions. I actually don't approve of Trump's travel ban. I think it's pretty useless, to be honest. But as I wrote in a recent article, the uncanny similarities between Presidents Donald Trump and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a link provided, I have to give President Trump his chops for sincerely caring about his citizens and his commitment to honor his campaign pledges. Remember the incredible list of promises that Barack Obama made on the campaign trail in 2008, which was almost Adlai Stevenson-esque in idealism? How many of those pledges did he live up to? Almost zilch. Thus, the travel ban is Trump's way of satisfying his promise to, quote, keep Americans safe from Islamic, in parentheses, sick, S-I-C, end of parentheses, terrorism. For him and his team, it may be a valid way to control bad guys from entering America. For me, it is mostly imagery and its effectiveness, but image counts for everything in popular politics. Plus, the hysterical response from all the Trump haters around the world only solidifies the street cred among his base battling against the Washington swamp. Thus, seen from the Oval Office, the travel ban is win-win. Why Trump's team chose these seven particular countries seems fairly clear. They are all enemies of the imperial West. Mr. Faulkner pointed out that Trump has business interests in confirmed terrorism-supporting countries like the Gulf states, Egypt, and Turkey, and it is very possible that this was a consideration to not include them. As is the case in Jurassic politics, enemies tend to get the axe, not allies. So Mr. Faulkner's observation has merit. Mr. Faulkner's second point is really thought-provoking and needs to be fleshed out. First, I was brainwashed by Western propaganda for most of the first 55 years of my life. The scales falling off my eyes really didn't happen until I came back to China the second time in 2010. This journey of denial, discovery, disillusionment, disgust, and finally acceptance is described in the prologue of my last book, China Rising, Capitalist Roads, Socialist Destinations, and can be read at the following hyperlink on my website. Thus, being a now enlightened former dupe, the many millions of Americans protesting against Trump who are still brainwashed make me empathetic but also angry. Having digested Mr. Faulkner's comments, maybe a fairer appellation than dupe might be victim, since they are blind to how they are being manipulated. Nobody wants to admit they are being used or taken for a ride, which is why it took me years to finally cross the Rubicon to the truth about the real West, historical and present. We Westerners all want to cling to our myths and historical fiction, cultivated at birth, from kindergarten through high school, university, and into our adult lives, by a well-organized tsunami of relentless propaganda, both state and commercial. I have talked to people from Hong Kong, asking them if they think the people protesting there are being manipulated by foreigners, and almost none of them would admit it. A few were offended. Yet the evidence of CIA, NGO direction and funding of all the subversive hullabaloo going on in this Chinese special administrative region is overwhelming and conclusive. Thus, having seen the light, so to speak, when I know that many millions of privileged Westerners have not, is cause for my frustration and impatience with these fellow citizens, which was laid bare in the Gaga Maggot article. At the same time, my intemperance was also undoubtedly due to knowing that just a decade ago, I would probably have been right there with them, incensed that Muslims, the ones who the West has not already massacred, cannot travel to the United States, with the inconvenient irony subconsciously ignored. This exposes the incredible power that our government and corporate media propaganda has over our lives, getting us to accept the most preposterous, cruel, and criminal contradictions. Westerners breezily compartmentalize their imperial and colonial place in the world. We rationalize grotesque exploitation of humanity's weakest and the extraction of their human and natural resources, which are the foundation of our stolen wealth. Unfortunately, our accepted cognitive dissonance is costing many of the world's dark-skinned people millions of innocent lives lost every year, genocide, in fact, as normal, acceptable, even righteous. Mr. Faulkner is right. It is too easy to generalize. There are surely many people who dislike Trump as a person, president, or his policies and positions above and beyond the mainstream propaganda that saturates the airwaves and printing presses. Conversely, there are many people who sincerely admire Trump and support his administration, regardless of all the fake news raining down on them. There is also a growing number of Westerners who, quote, get it, end of quote, and reject all the brainwashing they have been and continue to be subjected to. For the sake of humanity and Mother Earth, may the numbers of all these free-thinking citizens grow exponentially. Thanks again to Mr. Faulkner for getting me to think, reflect, and write. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, signing out from Shenzhen, China. Good night.